Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. It is the end of July, beginning of August 2008. Glad you're listening to this podcast. All right, so here's the thought. Look at the following five qualities. Compassionate, wise, clever, kind, or smart. Compassionate, wise, clever, kind, or smart. I want you to pick which of those five you are the most of. Compassionate, wise, clever, kind, or smart. Which one of those five, if we were to have an honest assessment taken of you, you know, ask people who really know you, which would it be that they come up with? Are you the wise one, compassionate, clever, kind, or smart? Okay, now here's the next question. Now that you know the answer to that, which would you most like to be? Right? If you look at, you know, your proverbial tombstone and you're looking ahead at, looking back at your life, would you want to have been known for being compassionate, for being wise, for being clever, for being kind, or for being smart? Clever, boy, clever. That's one that I think I used to be much more than I am. And I'm doing my best these days to open up more compassion, open up more kindness, more wisdom, God willing. But clever and smart, they just aren't as important as they used to be to me. There's a great quote by Abraham Joshua Heschel who said that, "When I was older, I used to judge people on how smart they were, and now I look to see how kind they are." Compassionate, wise, clever, kind, or smart. Now pick which one it is that you need to develop the most in your life. What do you need more of in your life? Which would make you more a fully human being? To have more compassion, to have more wisdom, to have more cleverness, more kindness, more smarts. Whichever one it is that you know you need more of in your life, I want you to now contemplate how might you go about becoming more of that. How might you cultivate compassion in your life? How might you cultivate becoming kinder or wiser? I want you to commit to doing at least one thing this week. Do one thing that will lead you towards becoming more of that. And if there's anything more that you can do, what a good week it will be. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.